fiber is among the properties in foods recommended for a heart-healthy diet. Hi, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Food and Family Program Director Suzanne Sluka with South Dakota State University Extension reminds us about those fiber-rich foods.
Well, I think one of the things that consumers need to realize is that we need to eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. And really, a lot of Americans do not get the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables that they eat every day. And these are some food items that have, like, antioxidants and other things that help us to maintain a healthy weight and really keep our heart healthy.
And then there are whole grains.
Fiber is such a great part of our diet because not only have we seen it reduce, like, the bad cholesterol, that LDL cholesterol, but also when we eat fiber, it really helps to fill us up. So maybe we aren't taking in some of the other food items that maybe aren't so heart healthy.
High fiber diets are associated with lower bad cholesterol levels, a lower risk of heart disease, and a number of other factors. But how does it work since it passes through our bodies? WebMD says one of the common theories is that it binds with cholesterol in the intestines, sticks to cholesterol, and prevents it from being absorbed in the body, where it could have gone on to clog your arteries. If you want to increase fiber in your diet, do it gradually. I'm Julie Harker.